Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present An Inconvenient Earl by Julia London. Performed by Justin Hill. The year 2023 marks the 25th anniversary of the publication of my first historical romance, The Devil's Love. This book is dedicated to all the readers who have picked up my books through those years. To the readers who reached out to let me know my books resonated with them. To those who wrote to correct a historical fact. To those who tagged me with what they didn't like. And for a few, that was every page. To those who have shared reviews and comments on social media, in shelf talkers, and in book clubs. I'm grateful to every one of you. You've all made it possible for this dream career to come true. Thank you for simply everything. Julia London. I thought an hour ago that I loved you more than any woman has ever loved a man. But a half hour after that, I knew that what I felt before was nothing compared to what I felt then. But 10 minutes after that, I understood that my previous love was a puddle compared to the high seas before a storm. William Goldman, The Princess Bride. Chapter 1. Butterhill Hall, England, 1871. Emma Clark was thinking of taking a lover. She had an itch that could not be scratched, one that was causing her to look at men, all men, whether short or tall, lean or round, old or young, with lust. A sinful, and probably unpardonable, but undeniable fact. After surveying the nearest candidates, she'd settled on Mr. John Carlson, the new stablemaster at Butterhill Hall. He looked to be somewhere in the vicinity of her 32 years, had flaxen blonde hair, arms as big around as her thighs, and an easy smile that sparkled in his blue eyes. She'd made a habit of going down to the stables to watch him exercise the horses. She would call out to him, "That mount is full of vinegar today." He'd laugh, "Toby would run straight to the sea if I let him." Or she would note the excellent grooming of the horses' coats. "They're so shiny," she would say approvingly, and he'd say proudly, "Aye, ma'am, I've a new lad in the stables." Sometimes, when one of the stable hands was putting a horse through its paces around the paddock, Mr. Carlson would stand with his back to the fence, his elbows propped on the railing as he watched. He would remove his hat and drag his fingers through his hair. He smelled of horse and sunshine and salt. On the opposite side of the fence, Emma liked to step onto the bottom rail and lean over the top one beside him. She'd attempt to make small talk. She'd run through various scenarios in her mind, different ways she might ask him if he would like a lover. She dismissed most of them as impractical or cringe-inducing. Propositioning a man didn't come naturally to her, and she continued to be bewildered by what might be considered offensive versus what might be considered enticing. She'd even thought about consulting her very married sister, but she imagined Fanny would be appalled and spend an entire afternoon lecturing her why she could never, ever do such a thing. Then Emma decided that it ought to be his idea, and mulled over ways to lead him to it. After days of chatting about horses, she'd decided it would never come to fruition if she didn't take the reins. Ironically, she came up with a scheme that seemed the least egregious of all she'd imagined. She would ask him to saddle a horse for her. She was not the best rider, but she was competent enough, and she thought she could manage to dislodge herself from the horse and fall. Lord knew she'd done it before, but in a manner that would necessitate her rescue. She just hoped it didn't hurt, or that she didn't break an arm or leg. Worse yet, her head. On the day she was set to carry out her plan, she made her way to the stables. But
Sample complete. Ready to continue?